Welcome back to North of Shy, the Baird & Warner North Shore podcast.
Good morning, everybody. I'm Catherine Leonard. I'm the managing broker of Baird & Warner's Evanston office. And today we are so delighted to have with us two rock star agents from the Evanston office, Julie Jensen.
Hi, everybody. Nice to be here.
John Adamson.
Hi, everybody.
So thank you both for joining. We picked you all to talk with us today because we wanted to explore the topic of changing companies and sort of bust the myth that seems to be out there that it's, you know, so cumbersome and so detrimental to move companies. Can you speak about any concerns that you may have had before you joined us, Julie, in your case, 5 years ago, and John, in your case, 6 years ago? What went through your minds? Julie?
I'd say overall, I was pretty excited about making a change. Of course, there were some concerns, reservations that would my clients know that I switched companies? How do I update my email address? Mm-hmm. I'd been doing this for about 18 years at this point, always with another company. So it was a big move.
Right. Yeah, that must have been awesome in some ways and concerning. How about you, John? What were your thoughts?
Well, I've been in the real estate business for 44 years now. So I've been in quite a few different doors and offices. Mm-hmm. So I've been at four different offices, two franchises. And so one of the things that I had to do as a broker owner was to recruit people. Mm-hmm. And I was telling them the same things that you're telling me now that we're discussing. And sometimes it worked and sometimes even better. But for me, it was also closing the office and making changes right. of that nature and making sure that everybody knew where all of us were. Because we joined forces with Baird & Warner 6 years ago.
Yeah.
And we were absolutely welcomed and we were assisted in every way possible. And it happened even before we made the switch. That's what was so helpful, was that all of our information and our leads and our customers all went into the system with Baird & Warner. And when the time was right, it was all triggered. It went out and it announced our new joining forces with Baird & Warner. It couldn't have been simpler. And it was a huge deal for me. So, you know, just to make sure that everybody was taken care of.
Right. I think a lot of people do have that feeling that they're going to lose momentum. I think managing brokers and trying to keep agents from moving might say you're likely to lose business when you move, but neither of you have found that to be the case.
No, not at all. I think one other reservation I know I had was that at that point I did have some deals that were under contract, and how was that going to transition when I moved to Baird & Warner?
I'm glad you brought that up. And I think we would all agree that the best advice to give our listeners is that if you're considering something like this, check the contract that you have with your company, because there may be some exit fees and we want people to not be surprised. And I think that's only fair to advise folks. What did you find was the easiest thing that's maybe surprised you about making the move?
For me, for me, it was, oh, we'll take care of that. Mm-hmm. And coming from my own office and with a staff of two people to a staff that has downtown as support and has IT and has marketing and has wonderful people in-house, that was just fantastic. Like, really? You'll do that? Okay. Take it away. Thank you very much.
Well, sure. Coming from running your own office and not having to do that, I know was particularly nice for you, John.
It was wonderful. I was on vacation.
Yes, you were and still are, right?
Yeah, exactly.
And what about this notion of, oh, it's not a good time? When is a good time to pick up your business and move to another brokerage?
You know, for me, I was ready. And so it was the right time. Mm-hmm. The nice thing was that some of my upcoming transactions were able to be closed within my independent contractor agreement with my previous brokerage.
Right.
And then I just moved forward after that.
Right. How about you, John? You had a lot of people to shepherd over to Beard and Warner.
And it also was at the point where my franchise agreement with another company was up. And I decided that I didn't want to renew, and I'd let Steve Beard write the checks from now on.
So, and speaking of checks, how's your business done since
you? My business has at least doubled, if not more than that. And I'm able to take some vacations.
There you go.
I've had so much support. It's just been incredible. I always tell everybody that Beard and Warner treats me like a king.
Well, you are.
Yeah, right.
Julie, how about your business?
I think I'm probably doubled, if not a little more.
Congratulations.
Yes.
Well, it certainly has been a privilege having you both. And I guess from where I sit, my observation is that being happy breeds productivity in and of itself. And I've had lots of agents say that to me, and finding that right fit often is the best business boost of all. So in talking about making a move from a brokerage where you've been for a while and deciding it's the right time, what's the one piece of advice you might give people who were considering that?
For me, it's just kind of the reminder that your clients are your clients and are working with you for a reason. And take advantage of the change to announce it and bring some energy and maybe, do an appreciation event for your,
which you did
for your past clients. Absolutely.
Tell us a little bit about that.
Shortly after I joined Baird & Warner, I invited a number of my friends, past clients, future clients, neighbors, to meet at a local venue in Evanston and just celebrate this new beginning for me.
And a lot of us were there, a lot of the management.
Yeah, a lot of the management, which was a huge testament to Beard & Warner's management style. They took time to come up to Evanston after a long day to meet me, to meet my clients, and Catherine was very instrumental in the whole thing, making it very easy.
Well, an expression of how glad we are to have you. And I think that's the message here. How about you, John? What advice would you give to somebody?
Well, I think what they need to know first is that as big as Beard & Warner is, with almost 3,000 salespeople, they've done this before. And this isn't something that they're going to be bumbling through like not having done it before. They're pros at this business. And in my 44 years, there were many times when I encountered Beard & Warner, their trainers, their directors. And I've had my eye on Beard & Warner for a very long time. And at one point, about 30 years ago, I said to Steve Beard, you're blowing the dust off that company. It was an old-time company when I first got in it, and it wasn't very exciting. It's exciting now, and it's fun. And not only is your business going to be better, but you're going to walk into a welcoming environment. I haven't had anything but that sense of welcome and glad you're here since I joined. And, conversely, I'm helpful to everyone else, too, as a thank you to them. But you're going to like it here.
That's lovely. And I guess it's no mistake that our ad campaign includes the line, it's easier here. And, our intention on these podcasts is never to be so pro Baird & Warner as to be cloyingly annoying. But we do think that our listeners should know that making a move does not have to be upsetting to your business. And to the contrary, it may actually be the very boost that you've been looking for. And it needn't be hard. It can be easier. So we thank Julie and John for joining us. And we thank all of you for listening.
Our pleasure. Thank you.
Thank you, Catherine.
Yes, thank you very much, Julie, John, and Catherine. What a great discussion today. If you're thinking of making a move, make sure to read your independent contractor agreement that you've got with your existing brokerage. Read over the policy manual and make sure you understand any kind of exit fees or other penalties that might go along with existing business that you have with that brokerage. And then feel free to reach out to any of our Baird & Warner managers to understand what Baird & Warner can do for you. Until next time.